Hi, this is Larry DiTullio, writer for He-Man and Beast Wars, and you are listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
You're listening to All Things Transformers, Episode 53, recorded Tuesday, November 16th, 2010. Welcome to All Things Transformers, Episode 53. I'm your host, Steve Vegatron Phillips, and joining me as always is...
TF2 and Mike, hello.
Hello. And our special guest again joining us is...
Aw, I'm special, and I'm also Optibotomus.
Yes. Hello.
I find it very funny that we've gone with a month without doing one of these shows. The last show we did was October 20th.
Well,
that
I thought
kind of strange.
Weren't you just telling me just before the show that you've been busy doing so many podcasts that you can't even
talk to me? Well, for other shows, I mean, dude, we're spending at least 3 to 4 hours talking about Star Wars films, so that takes up a lot of time.
That's a good point. There's a lot of crap to talk about with those.
Exactly.
God.
Oh boy. So what have you been up to, Steve?
I've been working on a Beast Wars fan project of Dark Class. The fan version, it's based on a comic done by fans back in, like, 2000. Currently doing the voice cast for that, so... I haven't gotten any new auditions lately, so I think I've pretty much cemented who my cast is going to be. Although I'm coming close to stealing some others away just because I think I can do the voice better, and I'm having the guy that's actually running the production judge mine in comparison with the other people for that specific role.
Right.
That way it's fair. Because I could so self-cast myself as like half the characters.
You should do it.
I've thought about it, except that would be wrong.
Yeah, that would be very wrong.
I'd do it.
I'm tempted. it's horrible, but I'm tempted. On the other side, I am revamping PredaconEmpire.com.
Yes, you are.
Ooh.
Yes, and I am going to streamline a lot of it. I notice a lot of the pages have random logos at the top. So none of it's uniform with the current main page. And I still have to add a few other new things to the main site, but I'm mostly going to just kind of slim down the site, make it a little bit easier to update frequently. And I will be featuring your toy reviews, Optibotomus.
Me?
Yes.
I'd like to thank the Academy. And... all the fans that voted, and of course God.
And Cobra Kitty.
Actually, you can probably shun all the fans that didn't vote.
Don't even get me started on that. That'll be a tangent. That'll take up the whole show.
I voted a couple times a day.
Good job, sir.
They were computers.
I almost bit, and I almost ran with it, so I'm gonna shut up.
But I don't know.
But I would just like to say, no, I'm just... Okay, sorry. I'm done being an asshole.
Hardly. I've been a massive one to certain people lately, so it's... And they're not online.
Aww.
Yes. Anyways, and I think that's pretty much it. Anybody interested in joining and helping for the Predacon Empire revamp or ideas, send me an email, podcast@predaconempire.com.
Star screams are not allowed.
No ghosts either.
We're trying to avoid Starscream and all versions of his ghost form.
Oh, gosh.
That's good. That's smooth.
What have you been up to, Paul?
Prime targets.
What have I been up to? Wedding planning. I actually have been pretty knee-deep in crap for that. And let's see.
I'd rather be knee-deep in cake than crap.
Well, the problem is my fiancé doesn't like cake very much. So instead of having a wedding cake, she has had this tremendous idea to have a very large wedding cookie.
Oh, oh my God.
That's like heaven to me.
Yeah. I mean, imagine a cookie, if you will, that needs to be big enough to be able to be distributed amongst like 200 people. This is going to be the mother of all cookies.
That would be awesome.
Why am I envisioning Bruce saying, "And that's the way the cookie crumbles"?
Because you're a retard.
Bruce Almighty.
Yeah.
You know, I got
it'll
the
be
reference.
That giant cookie from that movie.
Oh, I got the reference, but the fact that you referenced Bruce Almighty is pretty departed.
Why don't I have a giant Dairy Queen ice cream cake?
Because I honestly think it's done because she does not want me to embarrass her by pushing any food into her face. And a giant Dairy Queen something would probably still facilitate me throwing it into her face. Just because I am an asshole and I would do that.
Well, you could still do the same thing with a cookie. You could do that with a friggin' pizza. I mean, it doesn't matter what you get for a wedding.
Cookie's not going to even... I mean, I could do it, but then it'll probably break her nose or something because it's hard.
Oh, God.
But that... And she says she doesn't like cake, although I've seen her eat cake many times. So I think she's just hoping that I'm going to be a typical dude and forget things that she's done in our relationship. Well, I remember her eating birthday cake with me last year on my birthday. She's full of crap. I know it. But so there's that, which that's occupying a lot of my uses of my credit card recently. What else? Since this is the first time that I've spoken about this, pretend, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Yeah. Nobody else knows about this, but we're talking about it here, that I am now part of this new forum, not to, you know, undermine the whole Predacon, you know, that whole thing. No,
dude, are you kidding me? You don't even have to worry about undermining it. PE is dead. That's why Steve has to revamp it. But as far as our forum goes, our forum is just dead.
Oh, well, the new one that I'm working with is ToyNova.com, and I've been unfortunately dealing with that on my off time, in between trying to do my regular work. And you know, it's amazing. I've been actually engaged to my fiance for over a year, and we just finally now sat down and set a date, and now that it's actually less than a year away. Everything seems to be getting cramped, and it's like there's not enough time to do all this crap.
Oh, it gets busier.
I can imagine. I can imagine. But other than that, that's all that's really new with me, sir.
Yes. And as far as I go, let's see. Crap, I don't even remember now. Podcasting like usual.
He's alive.
Creating new show ideas, stuff like that.
Tapping it out.
Ew.
Stop.
That's why he did the acronym.
Stop tapping on my toes, you asshat.
Why would I want to tap your toes?
Oh, God. Oh. Anyways, I've been podcasting a lot. We've got a bunch of cool stuff coming up for Geekcast Radio. Hopefully, this coming, because I'm assuming that Steve is going to put this out before Thursday of this week. Hopefully, Thursday night, Kevin Thompson and I will be interviewing a certain cartoon celebrity, which I'm not going to reveal here, but I will tell people later.
Do I know?
No.
Did you? Is it he who has never replied to your emails?
Oh, no. Don't even get me. That's kind of like your contest thing. You don't want to get that started.
Gotcha. Carry on.
Oh, this is somebody else. This interview is specifically for Kevin because his birthday is the 23rd this month. So
my birthday's the 24th.
So I'm basically just being a cheap bastard because last year I got him an original 80s vintage Panther because he never had one before. So now I'm just, you know, being a cheap bastard and getting him an interview with a certain celebrity.
Wait, who are you doing this for?
My buddy Kevin that does Tooncast with me.
Well, how come you got him the vintage Masters of the Universe what?
Panther.
Say that again?
Panther. Yeah.
How come you haven't got me anything, asshole?
Because I didn't know you last year, asshole.
Well, you have 9 days to get me something.
Asshole.
Yeah. Since we're throwing assholes all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that... disturbing.
Okay, so we have got a few new news items. Yikes.
Nose?
A few news items here. Last time we talked about Generations Cup, we had just had like one initial image. Now there's like a whole gallery on TFW.
Oh, yes.
So what do we think of Generations Cup? Okay.
Like, not just, but a runny.
Wow, Steve, do you need farting noises in that voiceover thing?
No.
Are you sure? Come on, I can do a really good fart.
I think the head's the best looking part.
I completely agree with that.
I like him overall. What? Uh-huh.
I said that, and that's the end of that discussion.
Well, I like him overall. I think the only thing I don't like about him is that he basically painted Blur's sniper gun gray and gave it to Cup.
That's your biggest problem with the figure?
Yeah.
You are a retard.
What?
And the part of his chest looks like it goes to him, but the rest of him just kind of looks there's too much kibble.
It's so kibbly. It's horrible. Okay, vehicle mode. I think he looks fine. I think that's a nice homage of sorts to the original G1 version of him. And the head looks fantastic. Except I'm never a big fan of robots with open mouths because it's not hollow. It kind of looks weird when it's open and there's plastic in there, and it's like that's weird to me. Yeah. But once you get from the neck down, I just think it looks like... The more I look at it, the more I dislike it.
I like it for what it is. My question would be, would they package this in vehicle or robot mode? Because it seems like they're doing like really, really awesome robot modes and then really crappy vehicle modes. Kind of like War for Cybertron Megatron, which all the War for Cybertron toys are packaged in robot mode. So I'm wondering... Does Hasbro, like, do they put more money into either mode as far as what it's going to be packaged as? Like, would they give us a really, really awesome robot mode and a really crappy vehicle mode if it was going to be packaged in robot mode?
Probably.
Yeah. I'm actually trying to think. I don't remember. I was looking at eBay yesterday. And I couldn't find any picture or any auctions for him. But there was a, you know, like, what's the guy's name? Cliffjumper is packaged in robot mode, as you made reference to. The War for Cybertron toys were all like that.
Right.
Who's the other one? Jazz is packaged in vehicle mode.
Yeah.
And then who's the other one that I saw? Trax is packaged in vehicle mode.
Yeah.
So
Well, I mean, Jazz and Trax, those are awesome figures in both modes. I really don't have any complaints about either one of those. Trax is probably something I can wait on, but I'd like to have a Jazz eventually. But
I honestly think that cup will probably be packaged in vehicle mode just for the hell of it. I think the vehicle mode looks pretty nice on them, actually.
It so does.
But then it's like somebody exploded one of those. I don't know if they do it anymore. On Fox, when they used to do the NFL on Fox, they used to have like robots that would come out and they would fight each other.
Oh, which was awesome.
It's fantastic. When I look at Cup, I see that. I see a big robotic football player almost that just doesn't look like it really can do too much. I don't know. Today's Monday, so Friday, I got a message from one of my contacts. And you guys can't see this in Radio Land, but I just did the whole quotation mark thing with my fingers.
We could hear it in your voice, dude.
Oh, could you? Really? I articulated that so well that you could actually envision finger motion. That's impressive. Okay.
Exactly.
I got this message, first of all, from PR. And then from the guy overseas, he's like, Paul, oh my God, dude, Wheeljack. I'm like, what about him? He's like, we got three of them. I'm like, wow, cool, Wheeljack, nice. I'm like, how much? He's like, $125. I'm like, ooh. I'm like, that's not going to be good. I just paid for a wedding cake. And
a wedding cake that you can't even use.
Well, trust me, for the cost of it, it's a cake.
Yeah.
Anyhow. So I'm like, shit, okay. And well, that whole thing, I didn't know I actually paid for that at the time. So I told him, I said, yeah, sure, I'll take it. And then I went and checked my bank account, and then I realized that my girlfriend had spent the money. So I was like, son of a bitch. But I'm like, all right, can't get them. I have to wait for the next go around. And then 2 days later, the guy's like, ooh, Paul, guess what? I'm like, what? False alarm, it wasn't Wheeljack. I'm like, okay. He's like, it was Cup. I'm like, oof. I'm like, $125 for that POS? I'm like, ugh, never mind. So so while everybody's talking about the photo gallery, in about a week's time, we'll probably have a video review of it because I know where one of them is going.
Yeah. Well, so I know where one of them is going anyways, cause just from what you said earlier.
Well, there you go. So the seller, the overseas guy, he was accurate in that there was three of them. He was holding one for me. One was going to PR, and then some other guy was getting one. But when I was like, I'm like, nah, never mind. So he turned around and he sold it to someone else. And then come to find out that it was actually Cup.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, whatever. But so long story short, basically in about a week's time, I'll see PL's review on it, and it'll probably determine whether or not I actually get the thing or not.
I like him, but again, I'm at the point now where I'm still getting myself out of debt. So while I like seeing all this stuff, huh?
I just thought of this. For the longest time, everybody has always talked about how the animated, and maybe this necessarily wouldn't go too well aesthetically, the animated Cybertron mode Optimus Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Repaint the thing in the G1 Cup colors and maybe pop off the heads and swap out the heads.
Oh, that could work.
That might be interesting looking. I'd be curious to see how that would look. I know some people. I'm going to make some phone calls. I know people that know people.
Yes.
I'm going to get it done.
A lot of the, you know, Cup to me, I like him. He looks cool. And it's probably going to be like the first generation's mold I have that isn't War for Cybertron centric because I don't like a lot of the generation's figures. I have no interest in Drift because I don't know the character. Blur, he's okay, but it's just... doesn't say Blur to me. I know it's the IDW comic version and all that, but I don't know. Speaking of Wheeljack, we've gotten more images of Wheeljack, Frenzy, Rumble, Scourge, Perceptor, and Laser Optimus Prime. Wheeljack actually looks really, really cool.
I don't remember where it was I posted this because I'm on so many damn forums right now. But I posed the question, what do you think came first? Do you think that Wheeljack was initially created and then they said, hey, we can use this for tracks as well? Or do you think it was the other way around? Or do you think that they said, well, we can, why don't we, here's the design, let's do both of these? Or, I mean, do you think they both came out at the same time or one or the other?
I think it's both at the same time, because if you look at the Wheeljack picture of his robot mode, he has his body mold is the exact same thing as Trax. The only thing that's different, obviously, is the head and the paint job. But I mean, if you just
think it's just you think it's a sideswipe Sunstreaker
thing? Yeah.
Basically.
Basically. I mean, because if you look at that picture of Wheeljack, you can see the silver wing. It's the exact same thing as what Trax has. So it's basically they gang molded the robot mode and alt mode, recolored it into different colors, and obviously you have to give Wheeljack his own head. So. So, yeah, I think it's. I don't think it's either or. I think it's they just made the same body type.
Well, now. Let me ask both of you this. Which figure do you think this mold better serves, Wheeljack or Trax?
Wheeljack.
Wheeljack.
Yeah? Why?
Because of the wing thing going on in the back, and then...
But Trax had that too, though.
That's true.
Right. My main problem with Trax with this mold is they couldn't find a way to engineer the quote-unquote DeLorean-esque version of him without it being quote-unquote a fan mode actual mode.
We still have never seen, and I actually kicked myself in the ass because I paid $50 for the tracks that I'm getting, and it's loose, it's not open, and I could go on eBay right now, and for $29 plus $10 shipping, so $10 cheaper, I can get a packaged version of him that would come with instructions. We still haven't seen the instructions on this, so it might be there.
Well, I mean, my main complaint about that is the last time that we did an episode of this show, when we were kind of discussing this, was the fact that you have to fold the doors down. No, I want wings that come... I want wings kind of like the... The Exilion mold. The Botcon 08 gold bug thing. Where the wings pop out from the cyber key thing. The gimmick.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want something like that if it's going to be for Trax. For Wheeljack...
Trax didn't do that in the G1.
Yes, he did.
His wings didn't... Or his doors didn't open up.
No, his doors didn't open up. His wings came out of the back of his sides. The doors didn't open. You're right.
Wait, no, the wings. Are you talking the toy or the animation?
I'm talking about the animation.
It slid out from underneath his tires.
Oh, it's been a while. Anyways, I think it fits Wheeljack better. I kind of wish they didn't have the wings on Wheeljack, because I don't remember Wheeljack having wings. But
yeah,
Did he? Okay, well,
you were talking to the Wheeljack aficionado.
Well, you might be the male version of the Wheeljack aficionado, but Nitro Streak is the female version, so...
I do not know who this person is.
Anyways, my only real complaint...
That's all that matters.
Shut up, Steve.
Rat Trap.
Shut up, Steve. My only real complaint about Wheeljack is that he doesn't have his numbers on the sides of his doors.
Repro labels.
Okay, well, that's everybody's answer to everything that Hasbro doesn't give us. And I get that that's great and everything else, but it would have been nice. I mean, if Hasbro can put the 4 on Jazz, they could have put the number on Wheeljack.
But that takes extra time that they don't want to use.
I don't know if they could have done that very well. Let me see the picture of his vehicle mode. Where the hell is it?
Hold on.
Come on. You're supposed to have it already loaded up and ready for me when I need this stuff.
Yeah, right. I am not your internet link monkey, thank you very much.
Yeah, you kind of are, but that's
okay. Not really.
I appreciate it. See, now here's, I'm looking at that. I don't think they could have put a 4 on there without making it really small and making it look stupid. Or not a 4.
I don't, his number was 39, wasn't it?
Oh, you stumped me.
I think so.
I think it was.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
But I don't remember for sure.
And then you're...
No. It wasn't 39. That's not right. It's like 439 or something like that. It's 3 digits. Oh, shit. It's like... 39's in there, but it's like 339 or something like that.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, quick, something... Wheeljack, Autobot, the Generation 1. Let's see.
Hurry.
Come on.
I could find it faster than you.
Oh, sure. It shows his Cybertronian mode, but not his Earth Car mode. Great.
Here it is. It's 539. I was wrong.
Okay, well, I had 39 right, so you at did. Least I was halfway
you
right.
You did. But they don't have enough room that they could put that all on there.
Okay.
And even now thinking about it, even if the Repro Labels came out with something, it still would look kind of too small and stupid.
That's fine.
You're going to get it anyhow?
Yeah, I still like it. Okay. I'll probably just get him for the robot mode, but I mean that head sculpt is amazing.
I'm pretty impressed with it.
And the red and blue guys. Oh God!
The what?
Rumble and Frenzy, or Frenzy and Rumble, whatever.
I gotta say that I don't know if it was you and me and Spada talking about it, but we initially, I actually think that's what it was. But we initially were, pretty harsh on the Frenzy and Rumble figures.
Well, you were harsh on them because...
They look better. They look better than the initial pictures I saw.
Yeah, well, you were harsh on them because they didn't have pile drivers.
Well, yeah, well, the pile driver thing, I mean, they kind of sort of half-ass do.
Yeah.
But it didn't look very good in the initial pictures that we saw. But these new ones, actually, though, I mean, they don't look too terribly bad. I still think that they're overly bulky at the top part, and then they get stick for legs.
Yeah.
So.
My only complaint about them is they have beast feet.
Feet? I haven't even looked at the feet. Link, please.
I did.
Oh, good job. God damn, you're good.
He tries.
You, sir, are good. Wait, except for it's not working. Oh, there it is. Oh, ooh.
They have beast feet.
The thing about them is they don't even look really all that spread out. Or like, it doesn't look like there's any kind of pivot in the ankle.
No, there is no pivot. I mean, you can kind of see it on the red and... I'm going to call them the red and black one because I don't want to start the whole debate of, Rumble is purple, Frenzy is red. But you can see it on the red and black one kind of on his left foot where at the very back of it, there's like a little hole in between his foot and his actual kneecap.
Yeah.
So you can kind of... It's kind of like that Soundwave picture that we had, the official Generation Soundwave pictures. So maybe there's something there, but...
Now, these figures are being released as 2-packs, aren't they?
I think so, but I'm not sure.
Do we even know what size scale they are?
No. They look... Well, obviously, they're smaller than Laser Prime, and they look smaller than Wheeljack, so...
Yeah, but you can't judge on that. Their background is a white piece of... Well, not I don't know what, but... I mean, you can't look at it. I mean, you could put... I mean, you have... There's no... what's the word I'm looking for? Point of reference to gauge their size.
Well, right, but I mean, just... looking at the size that they are and looking at the size that Wheeljack is, they could be those new Scout... supposedly Hasbro's bringing back the Scout class. So, Maybe they're scouts.
They never got rid of the scout class.
Oh, okay. Well,
I mean, well, they did. No, they're still doing scout class figures. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Crackhead.
Anyways, Steve, what do you think of all these new, like, yeah, quote unquote official images here? Wheeljack, Frenzy and Rumble, Laser Prime.
I'm going to reiterate what we talked about last time. Scourge robot mode is fine. It looks good. Head looks good. Vehicle mode, crap. Wheeljack, crap. Laser Prime, vehicle mode, crap. Because they're looking, trying to look too much movie. Robot mode, could be better, but it looks like a nice homage. Frenzy and Rumble, awesome in robot mode, crap in vehicle.
Yeah.
And that's, I think that's pretty much my thought on all the toys.
Isn't the vehicle, aren't the vehicle modes for Frenzy and Rumble supposed to, like, combine too?
Oh, please, I hope not. Oh,
I don't believe so.
I swear I thought I heard that somewhere, but
no, they're separate tanks.
You can't pile them on top of each other?
No.
You could, but they probably wouldn't fit.
That's what she said. I'm not very good at that. Oh, that's what she said stuff. I just kind of throw it out there randomly.
Yeah.
That TV sucks. That's what she said. Got nothing.
Oh, man. So let's switch gears off the toys for a bit, and let's talk about Transformers Prime. Did everybody watch the, like, I guess they're calling them character videos?
I think that's what they actually call them.
I guess. Transformers Prime is scheduled to have its 5-part premiere on the Hub, I think, November 29th. So,
are they doing it all in one day, or is it just...
It's 5-part premiere all in one day.
Wow. Okay.
It's probably to garner the show and the story to make sure that people are going to tune into it.
Yeah, it'd probably matter to me if I actually had the station.
I know.
I'll probably end up watching it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to probably most likely not pay that close of attention to it.
I think it's cool. Kevin Optimus Solo Thompson had posted on his Twitter earlier about the description for the set, his DVR description off of his cable network. I don't know what cable services he has over there in the state he lives in, but he posted the description for episode 2 of the 5-parter, and it was something about Optimus and something about somebody else running to Megatron, and he has the Dark Energon, so thank God it's War for Cybertron continuity. Did you guys watch the these little trailer things?
Yeah. I just did.
Steve?
Yes.
RC kicks ass.
I'm not a fan of RC.
The Rock kicks ass, or I should say Cliff Jumper. And I didn't even watch the Jack Darby one. I don't really care about the human characters. And I am so sorry, but I cannot believe they're not giving Bumblebee a voice. That's fucking ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
We don't even know. I mean, he might get it. He might be damaged right now, and he might end up getting it back.
They're lies.
True. Probably.
They won't.
They're not going to. They hate
Let's face it. It's Ursi and Quartzborn that are in charge of this damn show. They're the ones that didn't give him a voice in the first fucking film, or they gave it to him at the end for like half a second, and they took it away from him again in the second movie. So, you know, because it's them that's also in charge of this show, I bet you they said, oh, well, let's not give him one, and that's going to be the edict, so we don't have to hire another voice actor. Christ, pisses me off.
Oh...
I am looking forward to the series just to see what it is and just to see how well or bad it'll do.
I actually think it'll do fairly well.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of RC, and in this video, it doesn't it really something's off about the mouth movements. It just, I don't know, something about it just doesn't really sit well with me. The whole, I absolutely love Cliff Jumper. I didn't even know that it was The Rock that did the voice until, Mike, you told me. but it seems more like they're taking Cliff Jumper and trying to turn him into Ironhide, which that kind of bugs me. But, I mean, Cliff Jumper was always kind of a badass anyhow, so that works.
Well, it's like I told you off air in chat. I said that, you know, I'm sorry, but there's no way in hell that they're going to give The Rock a wimpy character. There's just no way. Well,
you're absolutely right. I mean, that would just be ridiculous. But the Jack Darby thing, it's I don't mind it too terribly much. I've always said that you have to have a human element in there.
I don't think the Jack Darby character will be that bad, honestly.
I don't think so. I mean, he'll probably be annoying, but I don't think he'll be anywhere near as annoying as Sorry was.
Well, Sorry wasn't that annoying, but anyways. Well,
Sorry was annoying,
I'm sure
though.
He'll be along the lines of Spike.
Oh, God.
That's, well, I mean.
It's better than.
That's an insult Sam to Spike. Yeah, that's true. My only real problem, and of course, again, this is IMDb that I'm looking at. My only real problem is they don't actually list Bumblebee anywhere in the cast or casting credits. They just say that James Remar, Gina Torres, and Michael Bell are all unknown episodes. Now, I don't know what Michael Bell would do for Bumblebee, but there was a rumor that Josh Keaton, who is actually voicing Jack Darby, was going to voice Bumblebee if they were going to give him a voice, but I'm surprised that Bumblebee isn't listed in this cast listing, even if he didn't have a voice.
Why would you have to put a cast listing if he doesn't have a voice?
I don't know. I'm just surprised that he's not listed.
I mean, who do you list? If he doesn't have a voice, who do you list?
Mm-hmm. Anyways.
You're crazy.
Let's see here.
You crazy monkey.
but I am looking forward to it just to see, you know, what it's going to be all about. If it's good, it's good. If it sucks, it sucks, I guess.
You know, it's going to be the exact same thing that happened with Animated, that people are not going to like it because it's radically different than what we're used to seeing. Although I don't think it's all that much radically different. I mean, it's got a very Beast Wars type of feel to it, but just more modern with the technology. I mean, I remember everybody, there's so many people out there that hate the animation for Animated. And they're like, oh, it's too much like Teen Titans. Oh, I hate it. But I didn't think it was all that bad. It's, if the stories that they come up with are good, I think that's what will tell whether or not this story or this show will be successful.
Right.
So, I mean, I can overlook the, you know, the weird animation. You know, and I at first with Transformers Animated, I was taken back on. I was like, ooh, this is kind of very kiddie, but after a while, the stories were, in my opinion, so good that I forgot that the animation was pretty crap.
See, I think it's really good animation, and I don't really care for Teen Titans whatsoever, but I've only seen like bits and pieces of that series because I honestly think it sucks. But, I mean, I liked Animated, you know, just for all the nods that it has. And I think the only thing that I've really gotten tired of so far in watching it back again for TAP coming up in summer of 2011 is I'm so sick of the transformation montages every other episode. It's like, okay, we get one big transformation montage for all the Autobots. Optimus, Bumblebee, Wheeljack, not Wheeljack, Ratchet, Bulkhead, and Prowl. So we get a big, giant transformation sequence for each. And then, like, in the middle of season two or in the middle of season one, we get a Ratchet transformation sequence because he has to go to the ship. And it's like, really? You waste 4 seconds of time from a show for a transformation sequence, which we've already seen?
Hey, Mike. It's a cartoon.
So, I can analyze it if I want to.
It's
not like I'm sitting here saying, G1!
You gotta keep it into context that it's not being catered to us older people. It's for kids. And they gotta constantly remind kids of stuff. So you constantly have to keep throwing that kind of stupid stuff in there.
That's true. I think the last bit of news I was going to bring up was apparently War for Cybertron 2 gets mentioned at Hasbro Investor Day.
Yeah.
Of course, obviously now there's no details, but supposedly it's coming out in 2012.
Yeah, you know, I have two games to look forward to next year.
You mean the year after?
Whatever. I have one next year and the one after.
What's the one next year?
Batman
Arkham City.
Arkham City. Ooh. Yeah.
I have Arkham Asylum. I beat it. Like on easy, medium, and hard.
I think the new Back to the Future game comes out next year too.
Mm.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
But yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, the whole Arkham City thing is
I'm pretty geeked like, about that.
I'm really stoked about that because the simple fact is I want to hear Mr. LaMarche's version of Mr. Freeze, considering he basically denied us access to it when we asked him about it when we interviewed him.
No, I did not know that happened.
Yeah, that's a long story. We'll tell you off air.
Nice.
We have any other Transformers news that we want to talk about or any other discussion points?
The Collector's Club 2011 exclusive Transtech Cheetor art.
Ooh, yeah, Paul and I were talking about that the other day, and he's like, it's okay, but I want to see the actual toy. I don't want to see the art image.
Yeah.
Well, which we actually...
I want to specifically see the actual toy head.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see, and if I mean, because I can really see me liking that figure, and it's got to be infinitely better than any other Cheetor that we've ever gotten. But
well, the first there's two good things about this. First of all, it's basically a redesign, recolor of Animated Blur, which,
right.
Regardless of my frustrations with Animated Blur when I first got him, I absolutely love that figure. And second of all, they actually got Derek J. Wyatt to do the designing for the toy, as far as the character design. Well, so
the artwork.
Yeah, the artwork, and I think that. If it's Eric Sieben, well, I don't know, because that's Hasbro. The Collector's Club has nothing to do with Hasbro, does it?
I believe it does. Hasbro Transformers Collector's Club.
Okay, well, I don't know. I always thought they were two separate things, but anyway.
I think they are two separate things, but they're affiliated.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure. I mean...
Right.
This is Hasbro right on it for the name.
Yeah, that's true.
But they probably have to say that because they're...
Because the Transformers is a Hasbro trademark.
Transformers.
Yeah.
I mean, like, for example, BotCon isn't put on by Hasbro. It's put on by the Collector Club.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. It's a question that we will never know.
As far as Cheetor, I think they can pull that head off because, I mean... They've done a lot of interesting head sculpts recently, so...
Yeah.
I mean, if they follow that design to the letter, I think they could pull it off.
I want a Beast Wars Megatron animated.
Oh, that'll never... You almost could have had that, actually, but...
What figure would you take that and do with, or make out of it?
You probably have to almost use Grimlock.
Mm.
And then do a head re-sculpt.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
Okay, never mind.
I wasn't talking about my Beast Machines Megatron. I really want that.
No,
that
I
never happened.
I know, but for a second there, I thought you were talking about Marauder Megatron, which was the Triple Changer animated Megatron that got scrapped. But he had the Beast Machines faceplate helmet thingy as a homage to Beast Machines. That's what I thought you were talking about.
And they crapped it out?
Yep.
Screw you, Hasbro.
That's, I'll have to show you the other picture designs that I found, but, this is a Puggleformer version of it. But anyway, the Cheetor thing looks really, really awesome. And yeah, I know we only really have the vehicle mode for the actual physical toy. But I mean,
there's even some people that are saying that the vehicle mode that we saw has been a digibash. But I don't know. It looks pretty good to me.
Yeah, it looks really good to me.
Yeah.
Especially, I really love, for some strange reason, I really love the green headlights.
Okay.
Because I think if they're going to just repaint Blur, I think that Cheetor would have his exact same action feature of the Energy Saw. So I'm betting because the headlights are green and the part of the front of the thing is green, I'm betting that we're going to have a green Energy Saw.
Yeah.
That would be so cool. Oh, man. Yeah.
You are easily impressed, sir.
Hey, I'm a Cheetor fanboy. What can I say?
That's why he went drool.
Oh, God. Donnie, let's not even go there. No. We're not going there.
Well, Mike, you're not even a member of the Transformer Collector Club, are you?
No.
I used to be, but I can't afford the extra payments.
Steve, are you gonna get the figure? Are you gonna try to get it?
It's debatable. I still want the Botcon Megatron. That's unattainable.
I'd like to have him, but like you, Paul, I still want to see an actual toy image. I mean, yeah, the vehicle mode here does look like an actual physical repainted Blur toy, but. You know, I want to see the actual toy image, and while the actual design is awesome in itself, I don't know.
See, I have this issue that I don't have the extra spending money to buy toys, so I tend to, unless I can win them, I just don't get them anymore.
Oh.
Unless they're Beast Wars related. I've pretty much limited myself to Megatron.
That's poopy.
Oh, that's his favorite character, so...
Beast Wars Megatron is my character.
Yes, we know.
That's good. That's good. That's a good one to have.
So I have to own every one of his incarnations.
That's a little insane, but okay.
That's no more insane than people spending, of course, I may get back, but that's no more insane than people spending ungodly amounts of money to get figures, you know.
Ixnay. Terrible. And as I said, if it was a situation where I was spending more than I was bringing in, unlike other people, I know.
All right. That well, that I wasn't bad. Trying to go down this whole rat hole, but I mean, as far as Steve having to have every version
me
of
me while I was down.
I mean, the whole thing is, you know, Steve's collection or his collecting habit is he wants every version of Beast Wars and I guess and Beast Machines Megatron because that's his character, and that's fine. I mean, there are other people that you know have Black Prime collections, or you know, there's people that have Nemesis Prime Nova Prime collections, or look at Proto Man. you know, Rodimus. I mean, you know what I mean? So Steve having, you know, having to have every incarnation of Beast Wars or Beast Machines Megatron, I don't find that too bad, considering there are other people that have larger obsessions.
That's true. That is true.
Yes, I like my limited edition character that there hardly is anything of. I wish there was more.
Yeah, we wish there was more.
I wish there was more accurate ones, too. But they don't exist.
Alas.
So true, so true. Alright, are we done now?
Yeah, I don't want to talk to
TFW, they have a video from New Jersey Comic-Con or something.
Yeah, I saw that.
With Optimus Primal and Blaster dancing.
Yeah, that was rather disturbing.
It was disturbing yet funny at the same time.
You know what?
One of those things, it's like, the first thing that I instantly noticed was Blaster looks like he's bow-legged. And I was like, does he gotta take a dump or something? Then all of a sudden you just see, like, Optimus Primal, like, kicking his legs up. And, you know, then, yeah, then they just bust out into this whole dancing thing. And I was like, they really need to stop. It's...
Well, you know what I find really, really funny and awesome about that Blaster costume?
Oh, and here it is, yeah. What?
If they could actually... That whoever's, I don't know if it's a male, female in that costume, but whoever had that costume, if it could have actually transformed, it would have been, you know, a costume contest winner.
Well, they actually, surprisingly enough, have a transformable hot rod.
Yeah, that's right.
Costume.
That's right, yeah.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. Have you guys seen pictures? They posted it on my on ToyNova.com. I don't know if it's been posted anywhere else. That somebody actually got a hold of pictures what looks to be a potential regular release of the classic Thundercracker.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard.
I think it's the guy who does reviews for TF Source. I can't remember his name. Collecticon or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He posted it on his blog, and I was looking at it, and it's obviously not a Henke one because there's no chrome or anything.
Right.
But it just looks like a standard issue Thundercracker. You guys haven't seen this yet?
I've read the article, but I haven't actually seen it.
Let me see if I can find the pictures.
I'm not really that much of a Seeker fan anyways, so...
Shut up. You're not allowed to talk anymore.
What? I don't like Seekers.
He put you in your place.
There's a link to it. Now, I mean, people are saying that, you know, it's possibly a Digibash, but...
Oh, yeah, collections. Yeah.
I don't know. There's no
way that this is a Digibash.
And I can't imagine why anybody would custom paint it to take... I don't know, I mean...
It could be custom painted.
It very well could be. But, not bad.
I don't know, because, I mean, that's kind of a lighter blue than what Dirge has. Obviously, Dirge is more of a darker blue, but... This looks like it could be a Hasbro release.
Could be.
My only problem with a lot of the Seekers, besides the fact that outside of Starscream, I really don't have anything against Seekers, outside of that one asshole of a character. you know, my problem with the classic Seekers, whether they're BotCon versions or not, There's only like one of them that has a Decepticon symbol on his cockpit, and I think that was Dirge. Because I've seen video reviews of people doing them, and that Dirge is the only one that has a Decepticon symbol when they compare Thrust and Ramjet. And it's like, really?
Well, what? I mean, so you're mad that they didn't put a Decepticon logo on their nose cone? That's the only reason why you don't like Seekers?
No, that's just one of my small complaints, but Seekers in general, I don't collect airplanes. That's all.
Well, that's why you leave them in robot mode.
Yeah.
The only Seeker I have is Mighty Mug Starscream.
Oh, for the love of God.
What?
A Seeker?
I want to take that thing and throw it at your forehead.
What? Mighty Mug Starscream? That would hurt. I would have to sue you for that.
Probably.
He'd sue you for...
all of his YouTube money.
A penny. I'd sell you for a dollar.
Oh, God. Don't even go there. I hate that guy. I block and report that guy every friggin' time I see it.
I'll kill him for a dollar.
So I think we've gone on long enough. Whether Thundercracker is real or not, it's so... even though the collections guy said that it could be a Digibash, it doesn't look like a Digibash to me.
If I'm... of all the Seekers, I mean, they've gone through all the Coneheads. I mean, they've released an Acid Storm, which I don't understand that at all, honestly. I think that's a waste. I don't know why they want to do Thundercracker and Skywarp. I mean, now I know they did Skywarp with the two-pack thing.
Yeah.
But people want these figures. Now, hopefully within the next day or two, I'm going to be getting the knockoff Henkei figures of these guys.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, you know, if they're going to be coming out with a Hasbro version of it, I don't know what I would do with my knockoff one that I'm going to be getting. I don't know. Give it away. Be like, here's a real Henkei Thundercracker and Skywarp. It's really real. Look, I'm holding it in my hands. It's real. I can touch it. It's real.
Hi, Mr. Schlong.
What?
Never mind.
Oh, I don't think he's ever actually done that.
Anyways.
Leave it to Mike to drag it down the rat hole.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's not go down there.
I could have brought up Megatron's whole, you know, raping Barney thing. Oh, wait. Oops, I already did that, didn't I?
Ooh.
I have something to interject. Did you see Pecan Court Michael's post on Twitter?
Which one?
About Unicron's eyeball.
Oh, God. I saw the post, but I didn't click on it.
Yes, it has a Transformer standing on Unicron's eye, walking for months, and he's still a speck of dust. Therefore, your pathetic attempt to say, my Grand Mal is as big as Unicron, is epic fail.
God. Can't we leave this subject alone?
You are not Stefan from This Week in Geek. Shut your face.
Ooh.
Oh, Christ. Hey, Megatron, why don't you go plant yourself in some botanical gardens?
Hey, Mike, oh. Why don't you go play with yourself?
Oh, crap
yourself. Yeah. You do it quite often.
Just for this, I'm making him do a whole bunch of art stuff tonight.
You won't run feces from your mouth. Crap.
God.
Nice.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's funny. Alright, so, yeah, we've gone way, way off.
That's why Mike created Tap. So he could say he could tap it.
That's what she said.
Tap it, slap it, and crap it.
Ooh, crap it?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Fabulous.
Excellent. Yes.
I want my lawyer.
That what? Was cryotech.
I know.
Terrible.
I was alright. Wasn't that bad.
What, the prequel?
It's pretty bad.
The prequel was fine. The best part was David Kay.
Oh, true.
Yeah, but
the Dark Glass fan version, I promise you, will be much better than that. Because I'm doing the voice cast.
Yes.
And if they're not damn close, then they didn't get casted. And then I'm trying my hand at it.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
All right, so, yes. Look for transformation animation next summer. We will probably do another episode of ATTF after me, Steve, Kevin, and Spada have all seen TF Prime, just to give our initial thoughts on it. And then I don't know what else. We'll probably have an episode at some point before the end of the year.
What was that for?
I don't know.
You and your chuckling crap. We should do Transformers Revenge of the Fallen commentary.
Oh, God. Yeah, we got to get those out of the way. Both movie one and movie two.
Those would be fun.
Yeah.
Yes, we already did Transformers in movie one.
Yeah, we already did it, TFTM, but...
The animated movie or the...
The animated.
The TFTM, the 86 movie.
Yeah.
We already did that one, but... Anybody wants to get me a new TV for Christmas, that would be, you know, greatly appreciated. That way I could actually record commentaries.
Anybody wants to give me money to upgrade my computer so that it can uphold the amount of crap I have to do on it?
Porn.
No. Podcast, not porn.
Podcasting. I have to edit them, and then sometimes if I don't have the right amount of memory, I think that's when Audacity decides to slow clips down.
God. Everybody go over to the site, listen to TSOP episode 18, Secret Origins Podcast episode 18, like the first, like, I think it's after like the first 8 minutes, and you'll hear what Steve's talking about. We've got The Flash, Hot Girl, and Wonder Woman all sounding like they're gay males.
They're all sounding like this when they talk.
Oh,
so it sounds horrible. Like it's, I started laughing hysterically. Mike's like, "What did you do with my audio?"
Yeah, I messaged it on Skype. I said, "What the fuck did you do to my audio?"
I wanted to ruin his memory of the Justice League. Like he's ruined Megatron with Barney.
No, you ruined Megatron with Barney. You started that.
Yes, but that doesn't mean I want it continuously brought up.
Well, hey.
Created it because you guys started talking about Snowstalker and Tigertron.
Yeah, and then you brought it up, so that's your own damn fault. Anyways, this has been All Things Transformers. I have been TFG on mic with...
Steve Megatron Phillips.
Paul Optibotomus. It wasn't nearly as epic sounding as Steve's.
I've had plenty of practice.
That's what she said.
Oh, see, that's how that.
God. All right, so that one. We'll see you guys later.
Begin termination extinct.
That was fucking stupid. You fucked that up, didn't you?
Yeah, fuck your face.
Well, fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck.
Yeah, fuck your face, motherfucker.
Ha 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 ha.